it's just fantastic, and I know I speak for everybody in Bethlehem when I say thank you for your service in the military, and also welcome to the conversation. Okay, so let's get our first question up here that we have coming in here. So it looks like we have Maggie H. As we come out of the pandemic, what are some priorities you think face our community in the next few years to come? So I think one of the things that we saw during the pandemic is that, as I've said, is like some of our systems were just not built in an efficient way. And I think when you look at some of the things that have failed as a community, whether or not it would be some students and families' access to technology or access to healthcare, access to healthy food, is that one of the things that we need to focus on, and the school district has been leading this, is like, how do you build equitable systems? How do you build systems that work for everybody? One of my favorite things to say is that just because something is working for me doesn't mean that it's working for everybody. And I think sometimes we confuse those two things, where we think that because something works for us, that then it's a good system or it works for everybody. And that's not necessarily true. So I think that that's one of the things that we need to do as a city. And also, as I said, expand a lot of the collaboration we have as a city to include the school district, social service providers, our health networks, to kind of just build stronger systems. So when things happen, we are better prepared for them. And also we are giving people, and especially our most vulnerable populations, an opportunity to be successful. Rachel?
Yep, I completely agree with what she said. There's a lot of things that came to light throughout the pandemic. And what she said about just because it works for you doesn't mean it works for everyone else. One thing that I saw specifically on my street is that when everyone else was complaining about going to school from home, a lot of the families on my street were like, I don't have internet. I don't know how I'm going to make this work. So I think that when we're coming out of the pandemic, we really should focus on what are the problem areas that we see as city servants and how we can strengthen those areas. I know the library really did amazing work throughout the pandemic, and that's wonderful. Of course, you know, focus on small businesses and everything like that. I think that's of utmost importance. But we kind of have to look at how these things happen. How do we get to the place where we're having these pandemics? And for me, that goes back to our climate change issue. Pandemics are going to be exacerbated by climate change. So I think that as a city, we really need to focus on what we're doing to address how we are seeing climate change and what we can do about it.
Yeah, and I would add to that that, you know, when we take a look at the pandemic and one issue, I know we've talked a lot about that issue of, you know, affordable housing, is that the pandemic has, I mean, there are some people that have, you know, gotten through the pandemic and, you know, economically at least, they have not suffered. But our most vulnerable populations, and I know I see this with my students at Allen High School, is that a lot of my students at Allen High School have had to take on, you know, 20, 30 hour a week jobs because of the struggles that a lot of their families are having with just paying the rent. And I think one of the things that we're going to focus on, we talked about this a little bit last week, between an affordable housing trust fund and a task force and working with our nonprofits in our community, is that we need to understand that for a lot of people, life is getting more difficult. And that's not just housing, but it's all of the other services, access to food, your monthly bills and things like that. So we just need to be aware that there are a lot of people in our city whose experience is not my experience. And it's not the experience of, you know, people in city council. And it's not maybe the experience of people that we talk to every day. And we need to build systems around that. Okay, let's take